This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGeer. Today I'm speaking with Jennifer Griffith and Elizabeth Keithley. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. How are you involved with digital asset management?
Okay. Well, I manage the digital asset management system for UPS for our global communications function. So that includes all communications employees and our agencies who create collateral on our behalf around the globe. I've managed the team for about 3 years now, and prior to that I produced and directed video for UPS and served in a project management role. So during that time I spent I guess about nearly 10 years learning about DAM, starting with a field trip down to CNN in the late 1990s, and sort of hooked after seeing the setup they had there, and continued to kind of teach myself about the industry and attend conferences when I was able, usually when they were in Atlanta or the Southeast, and sort of self-taught in the industry of asset management. A lot of reading of online materials, a lot of benchmarking with some of my peers here in Atlanta. I advocated for a DAM system here in the communications function pretty much every year up until UPS turned 100. Wow. We celebrated our centennial anniversary in 2007, and following that centennial anniversary and trying to find 100 years worth of stuff without a digital asset management system, the company finally made the decision to officially form the team, named me to management, to manage it, as I had been advocating for one for years, and was able to hire a team, and we had some dedicated budget to get a system off the ground. So that's what I do. I'll turn it over to Elizabeth.
I got into digital asset management by way of library and archives work. I got a degree in archives management out of the Library Science School at Simmons College. I graduated the fall winter semester of 2002, I guess. 2001. I'm not even sure. I'd have to go back and look it up. But I just love making information accessible. And the definition of an archivist is somebody who arranges and describes collections for preservation and access. And that pretty much also describes all of my DAM work. So I've come to it just through my work in librarianship and archives.
So congratulations on winning the 2010 DAMI Award. What was the DAMI Award for specifically?
Well, thanks, Henrik. It was we won for the category of Best Storage, Archive, and Preservation Solution. So we're really excited to be recognized in that category. We've got a lot of focus on preservation because of the metadata models and the Dublin Core metadata model that we follow. And Elizabeth can, I'm sure, add more to the preservation focus that our team has.
Right before I worked at UPS, one of the jobs I had was as a preservation field services officer for a now defunct corporation called Solinet, which was a Southeastern Library Network, and I helped people get grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities to preserve their collections. And during that time, I saw a lot of both successful and failed systems. So I was able to take what I had learned on that job from traveling around the Southeast and helping people set up their systems, the standards that the American Library Association and SAA and DigiCure and all these other people have put together to come up with a very stable metadata modeling system for UPS. It's XML-based, like every good system should be, and we've got a modified Dublin Core. A cataloging system, and it doesn't matter what happens in the future, no matter what, we can always suck all of our metadata out of there and put it in any other system.
Great, that's very important. Excellent. Well, congratulations again on that award. Why does a shipping and logistics company use a DAM?
Well, Henrik, UPS, we're a very big company around the globe, and in order to communicate globally to our customers and to our employees, our communications professionals have to overcome differences in language and culture and time zones to maintain that consistency of brand, to have access to that central repository of brand assets and to all the guidelines that go along with the proper use of those assets. And, you know, risk mitigation is a big part of what we do. So making sure we've got all of our rights management documents and our agreements tied to the assets in our system within the communications group at UPS.
Great. And what advice would you like to give to dam professionals or people aspiring to become dam professionals?
I would say, attend the conferences. A big fan of Henry Stewart, obviously a big fan of Creative Sphere. You know, the dam community has always been very open to sharing best practices, sharing mistakes, sharing lessons learned. You know, you'll hear it said that no dam system is like another. Every company has a system unique to their needs, customized to their needs, but still always very open to saying, oh, you might try this, or don't do that, or think of this. And so I would, never hesitate to call on a dam manager or at any company and say, hey, can you tell me about your system or give me some advice? Mm-hmm. I would also say, obviously define your requirements and then don't budge from those requirements. Early on we wrote our use cases, defined our requirements, and it's kind of easy to say, well, I guess we can live with that, or we can live with that, and that always comes back to sort of haunt you afterward. And another thing that some of us in the dam industry sort of tend to do is forget that this, these systems require updates. They require maintenance and budget for enhancements every year, budget for new user requests every year, where you can, as you can. And I think the large part of why we won the DAMI Award this year for Best Storage Archive and Preservation Solution is really our team. As Elizabeth said, she's got a master's degree in library science. We've got Mary Catherine on our team who has the same degree. I've got a background in video production and project management. I can navigate the politics in a large corporate company. Somehow between us, we really make it work. We often take a vote in making a change to our metadata models and our taxonomies, and we'll argue about a naming convention, for hours on end. So it's having that right team together that helped us be successful.
That is absolutely true. When we're working on our metadata modeling, really a big reason, I think, why we won the award. We're talking about making changes because we're taking in a new kind of format or a new kind of asset, or a group has a different set of requirements than another. Often Jennifer will argue for the change. Mary Catherine in the balance.
to break this.
Yeah, because she's the nicest one. Mary Catherine Barnes has, we hired her right out of the program at UNC Chapel Hill. She was writing her master's thesis on dam. Mm-hmm. Heard her before she turned her thesis in, because we knew she was the right person on the team. And it really is a combination of people.
She wrote her thesis on dam, specifically, was she an archivist or a library science person?
Yes, she was in their library science program studying to be an archivist.
Well, great.
Thank you so much, and thank you for doing these podcasts on, Rick. We appreciate, the time you put into sharing this educational information across the DAM community. It's really helpful.
Yeah, and we actually listen to them, so.
That's always helpful. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. For more on digital asset management, log on to another damblog.com. Thanks again.